Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Steve Martin is our guest. He's our good friend. Steve's a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the author of Instant Profits. And he's one of our top management experts in our Brain Trust, and he is the Profit Pro. He's our good friend. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be here with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Steve's already celebrated his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And sometime next spring, I guess in February or March, I've forgotten, late winter, I guess we'll have our 11th anniversary, Steve. And we thank you for all the time that you've spent with us and all the wisdom you've deposited with us over the years.
Well, I've deposited something. I hope it's useful with wisdom.
It is.
It's been a lot of fun.
Steve, you know... one of the things that I have to be candid about this now. At a time like this, and you know, Steve, I'm torn between being, you know, the positive guy. We can do it. We're going to survive. You know, keep your head up. I'm that. You know, that's my nature, and I think that's part of my job to be a cheerleader for small business. I'm torn between that though, and what I see in front of me, which is some tough sledding for small businesses for maybe another year or so. And so we have to really focus on reality. And I've tried to figure out how to differentiate between what I'm hearing on television, what I'm reading in the newspapers, what we're getting from a lot of politicians, especially during the campaign, which I'm calling negative hysteria. I'm calling that whole situation negative hysteria. We've got to differentiate between that and what I think we should be looking at, which I think should be called positive reality. And part of that right now, that positive reality, is that maybe cash flow is even more important now than profits. Now,
Jim,
talk me down off of this ledge.
Well, we're on a ledge, all right, I'll tell you. But you're absolutely correct. And if you look at the global economy and the stimulus package that's being put forward, it's talking all about cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Profits are so secondary, it's ridiculous. You've got billion-dollar corporations out there, automakers, for example, that are burning through cash so quickly that if they do not get a source of cash from someplace, government or lenders of other recourse, they're going to be bankrupt.
Yeah.
There's just no
Well, the truth is about it. The truth is though, Steve, they are already bankrupt. It's just the time hasn't elapsed. I mean, it's just the only thing between them and bankruptcy is, you know, 60, 90, 180 days.
Yes, an intervention. Failing an intervention, reality is that they are not a sustainable business model.
And even with an intervention, though, Steve, those guys are, it's just postponing. They're still bankrupt. I mean, even if they get money from the government, in my opinion, they're still bankrupt.
Well, yes, if without intervention or change, the business model is not sustainable.
Yeah.
And that's where the reality has to come in, Jim. And I don't care if you're a $100 billion corporation or a $100,000 a year small business on the corner. That's the reality of it. If you do not
have
the cash, if your business does not generate adequate cash flow, you don't have a business.
Well, and see, this is one of the conundrums of all small businesses, Steve. When things start getting tough, when things start tightening up, when things go, you know, kind of start running off the rails, the conundrum for small businesses, and I've seen this happen a hundred times, is they keep throwing what we're going to do with the car companies. They keep throwing good money after bad, without changing the way they do business. They go get a loan, let's say. They go borrow more money, and they keep putting it back into the same scenario that lost them the cash that they had. And so
that's where that blind optimism comes in, Jim.
Right.
You really.
Right.
at this point, or really at many points in the life cycle of any business, you have to set the blind optimism up on the shelf and bring out the clear reality.
Right.
And you have to figure out what your worst-case scenario is, compare that to where your most likely scenario is, and build a business plan that can be sustained somewhere in between that most likely and the worst case. Because the reality is the economy changes, these worst-case scenarios are becoming real.
Well, and see, in recessions, in the last two recessions we had, early 90s, early part of this decade, this century, those were very brief and really kind of inconsequential recessions for most people. There were some industries that were hurt pretty bad, but for the most part, they were inconsequential. They didn't last that long. We were in and we were out in a couple of quarters. And so if you've got a questionable business model, you know, if you could throw a little money at your questionable business model and the economy rebounded, then you could survive that. But, Steve, I think this particular downturn we're in is going to transcend the ability for most bad, inefficient business models in small businesses to be able to borrow their way out of. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct. And the reality is, Jim, that many small businesses and even some of the larger ones have actually been in recession for many months, 6 months, sometimes even longer than that. Just because
depending on their geography and their sector.
Absolutely. And even in some cases, just because their growth has slowed, businesses are finding themselves in trouble.
Right.
You know, it's easy. Almost anybody can manage a business and make money and handle cash flow as long as the economy is expanding, but it's not expanding, it's contracting substantially.
Yeah. And so what do we do, Steve? I mean, how do we manage this?
Well, you really have to sit down and take a very hard, realistic look at what's going on with your cash flow. And that really comes down to revenues. And you've got to take a hard look at forecasting your revenues out over the next 6 months. Now, for many retailers, they're going to make it or break it within the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And if sales aren't there, you've got to change your bottle.
Stand by, Steve. We'll be right back with Steve Martin, and we're going to try to put some lipstick on this pig right after these messages. And I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Steve Martin is our guest. He's all over all of our websites. He's contributed so much to us over the years. He's our profit pro in the Brain Trust, and he's got his own website, though, and his own publications that he offers to you from his website. Steve, tell us about it.
Jim, it's the website is www.profitpro.us. And if you want some ideas on cost reduction, I've got a free weekly newsletter that'll give you value every week.
All right, so check that out, folks. Profitpro.us, and you can find Steve's book, outstanding book there on how to grow instant profits. Steve, we're talking about the challenges now. A couple of things that I've been encouraging small business owners to do, to be able to focus on cash flow and also profits, has been to not, this is not a good time to get out on the leading edge of anything. This is not the time to take a big risk, a big flyer on some new project, in my opinion. And the reason why I say that, Stephen, you know me well enough to know that's not my nature to say that. I want people to take risks. I want people to take, you know, calculated risk, educated opportunities that they see out there that they've done some research on that maybe have a little risk. That's how innovation is how we've grown our nation. But what I'm concerned about, Steve, for the next 6 to 9 months, I'm going to say, the closer you are to the leading edge, the closer you are to the bleeding edge. And what I'm worried about, I'm concerned about small business owners holding the cash flow that they've got for their normal operations rather than trying to fund something, because typically leading edge projects aren't self-funded. They typically take cash from somewhere else, don't they?
That's right, Jim.
And if you make a mistake and you go over the leading edge, that's where the bleeding edge is.
That's exactly right. And it's not due to a lack of enthusiasm. The risk is not due to a lack of enthusiasm on your part as the entrepreneur. The problem is the perception of risk in the marketplace.
Right.
People are tightening their belts. They're becoming more conservative about their decisions, and they're being very careful with their cash. So they're not likely to spend it on something new unless it really is revolutionary.
Yeah.
And even then, you may not have the ad budget necessary to make that point to people.
Right. And those kinds of behaviors also don't engender a lot of happiness in your banker either, typically. you know what the title of the shortest book in history is, don't you, Steve?
And what's that?
Loan Officer Courage. The shortest book in history, folks. That's the title of it. You know, there is one little trick though that I think we've got to think about, Steve. Probably in about 6 to 9 months, things are going to start turning around, and we've got to know in our own businesses, in our own industries, in our own regions of the world, we've got to know when to start converting from close conservatism to maybe, you know, looking over the horizon and seeing where those next opportunities are coming from. Isn't that going to be the break point for who takes advantage of the next recovery, Steve?
Well, Jim, I recommend that businesses start doing that right now, that you start looking for those opportunities. Look for those in your peer group or in those groups of businesses that you want to enter into. Find out the businesses that are in trouble and keep an eye on them.
Maybe not act on it right now, but be looking for it.
Be looking for it, yeah. If you don't have the cash to acquire now, you may have the opportunity for a fire sale in a very short period of time.
And don't wait till the deal is about to be done to get involved.
Absolutely. You may be able to actually acquire a business now at favorable terms that your banker will like and actually extend money to you and give you a situation where you can build your business or at least stabilize it, you know, building one strong business out of two that are a little bit iffy.
And bankers are often the center of influence for that sort of thing, aren't they? They've got two customers. One of them is reasonably strong. The other one is not sustainable. And I've actually had bankers, you know, to make a phone call. I've known about them making a phone call and saying, with permission, of course, from the other company, saying, you know, I'd like to put you guys together and see if we can't work something out.
Absolutely. They're trying to protect their investment as well. So
right.
They'll put deals together.
So should we go to our banker, Steve? Should we go to our banker and say, you know, John, I don't know what's going on with all these other folks, and I'm not asking you to divulge any confidences, but to the degree that you know of anything that might be good for me and for them and for you, would you keep me posted? What's wrong with that, Steve?
No, I think that's an excellent strategy. You're absolutely correct that the bankers and the accountants are going to be the ones that are on the leading edge of understanding which businesses are in trouble.
Yeah, you mentioned accountants, CPAs. That's another group of folks that can be centers of influence right now.
Absolutely. And, of course, there are confidentiality issues, so you have to talk permission and that sort of thing. But, yes, you should be looking for opportunities to improve your business position right now and for the long term.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the more you can get the banker involved, you never go wrong having a banker as your partner in a deal like that.
I highly recommend it.
Steve, give us the website one more time, please.
ProfitPro.us.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for being here. Thanks for all you do for us.
It's my pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.